Stick out your tongue. Now, say ah.
Ame.
We are Ice Snark. Bump it up, bump, 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 bump.
Ice Snark, you snark, we all snark for the Ice Snark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Let it ice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by tongue depressors and rulers. One is an aid, the other is a weapon. You figure out which one's which. And now, stick out your tongue. Here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome to our 172nd I Snark Show. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. Or with your tongue out. Busy weeks to come. One daughter has softball playoffs. Another one's getting married. First communion, patronal feast, all this coming up. Hey, remember this famous refrain?
Oh, most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored.
Well, he's back. Part of the Godfather we talked about 4 years ago. Episode 84 of Ye Old Christos Vincit Anywhere Show.
I'll see your sanctus and raise you a pater noster. And I'll raise you back a credo.
You better have enough to cover. If not, you'll have to answer to the Godfather.
Do not set off the wrath of the Godfather. Hopefully you will have remembered him on Trinity Sunday. After all, look at the nice introit antiphon from the Graduale Romanum and Liber Usualis. Benedicta sit sancta trinitas, atque indivisa unitas. Confitebimur ei, quia feci nobiscum misericordiam suam. The English translation of that, which I quote here from the Anglican use gradual, is thus. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. We will praise and glorify him because he hath shown his mercy upon us. So, let's repeat that chorus one more time.
Oh, most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored.
I decided to cleverly title this episode, Stick Out Your Tongue. With Corpus Christi coming this Sunday, and our parish here is having First Communion that day, one can only guess what our feature topic is going to be. We will discuss that topic later on in our show. But first, them jungle screechers is here.
Feast of the Week! Feast of the Week!
Thank you, Jungle Screechers! On today's Feast for the Week, it'll be once again Feast for the next 2 weeks, covering from the last couple of weeks of June into the first weekend of July. We have quite a few first-class feasts and solemnities in this small span. By the way, we're going to include for the first time the Anglican use calendar in an attempt to reach out to some of our Anglican use Catholics there. One of the things you'll notice is that the Anglican use calendar seems to follow the ordinary form calendar very closely with very few exceptions. They even used numbered Sundays of ordinary time in the Anglican use gradual. So here we go. Monday, June 20th, in Anglican use, St. Alban, proto-martyr of England, and this is a memorial. In the extraordinary and ordinary forms of the Mass, Veria. Although in the extraordinary form, low Mass commemoration for St. Silverius, priest and martyr. Tuesday, June 21st, in all three forms, St. Aloysius Gonzaga, confessor of the Church. Third class in the extraordinary form, ordinary form and Anglican use, memorial. Wednesday, the 22nd, in all three forms, St. Paulinus of Nola, bishop and confessor. It's a third class in the extraordinary form, optional memorials in the ordinary form and Anglican use. Now, also in the ordinary form and Anglican use, you may also celebrate an optional memorial for St. John Fisher, bishop and martyr, and St. Thomas More, also a martyr. Thursday, the 23rd, in the extraordinary form, Corpus Christi, first class feast. In the ordinary form, Veria. However, in the evening, the vigil of the birth of St. John the Baptist is celebrated. And then in the Anglican use, Saints Hilda, Ethelbreda, Mildred, and All Holy Nuns, and that is a memorial. Friday the 24th, all three forms of the Mass, the birth of St. John the Baptist. First class feast in the extraordinary form, of course, and in the ordinary form and Anglican use solemnities. Saturday the 25th, in the extraordinary form, St. William, an abbot, third class. In the ordinary form, the optional Blessed Virgin Mary Saturday. And in Anglican use, Veria. Yes, even Anglican use has Veria. Sunday, the 26th, in the ordinary form and Anglican use, the most holy body and blood of Christ, traditionally known as Corpus Christi. And in the extraordinary form, second Sunday after Pentecost, since Corpus Christi was the Thursday just before that. By the way, also on the 26th, at our 11:15 Mass, we will have First Communion, and we will have an outdoor procession. Monday, the 27th, in the ordinary form and Anglican use, optional memorial, St. Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. In the extraordinary form on the 27th, Veria. Tuesday, June 28th, ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Irenaeus, Bishop and Martyr. In the extraordinary form, vigils of Saints Peter and Paul, the Apostles. By the way, this vigil is also celebrated in the ordinary form in the evening. Wednesday the 29th, in all three forms of the Mass, Saints Peter and Paul, Apostles. Extraordinary form, first class, ordinary form, and Anglican use, solemnity. Now, here's one for you. Interesting. In the extraordinary form for June 30th, commemoration of St. Paul the Apostle. This is a third class feast, a third class, okay? With commemoration of St. Peter the Apostle under the same conclusion. This is how it's written in the order I have. Commemoration of St. Peter the Apostle under same conclusion at all Masses. Not just the low Masses, but all Masses. And then in ordinary form and Anglican use, the first holy martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. That's an optional memorial. Friday, July 1st, in all three forms, the most sacred heart of Jesus. First class in the extraordinary form, solemnity in ordinary form and Anglican use. Now, normally the Feast of the Precious Blood falls on July 1st in the extraordinary form. However, the Sacred Heart Feast, which always falls on the Friday after the ordinary form Corpus Christi or the extraordinary form second Sunday after Pentecost, trumps all. So the Precious Blood Feast is wiped out altogether this year. See you next year, Precious Blood. Okay, Saturday the 2nd of July. In the extraordinary form, the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, second class, and at low mass, commemoration of Saints Procesus and Martinianus, martyrs. In the ordinary form, the Visitation was celebrated on May 31st. Now, in the ordinary form, on July 2nd, the Memorial of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. An Anglican use, Veria. Finally, Sunday, July 3rd, the third Sunday after Pentecost, and in the ordinary form and Anglican use, 14th Sunday of ordinary time. Mind you, it's the 3rd of July, not yet the 4th. Do we really need patriotic music on the 3rd? Save it for Monday. And then on that day, you can go ahead and sing the crap out of our national anthem. You know, the one that George Carlin once noted, it's the only national anthem that mentions rockets and bombs in it. We'll be back.
Coming up, keep your tongue clean, for the Lord likes to be placed on a good clean tongue. Don't go away.
Don't do this at church.
Remember to do the following piece for Pentecost. Here it is.
Veni Sancte Spiritus, et emite celitus, lucis tuae radium. Vene Pace Pauperum, venita comunerum, veni Lumen Corium.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
La-di-dee, la-di-doo. What did we sing today?
Well, what did we sing today? We have Trinity Sunday at Sacred Heart this past weekend. To be formal, it's the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. By the way, you'll most likely hear some wind in the background. That is our air conditioning unit, unfortunately. The vents are placed on either side of the pipe case upstairs, so yes, our AC can get kind of loud, and in some cases may have added some excessive crunch to the sound of the organ, so please bear with us. Anyways, here's our opening hymn, one I haven't gotten to play in quite some time. Got to play it this weekend. Lovely little tune. Here it is. One most of you are probably familiar with, although you don't hear it in many parishes these days, unfortunately. Come Now, Almighty King, tuned by Felice Di Giardini. Now, I actually know this tune under three names. Some hymnals call it Moscow. Some call it Italian hymn, which kind of makes more sense with a composer named like Giardini. and then another one called Trinity, which really makes sense because two familiar hymns, the one you just heard and one titled Thou Whose Almighty Word, are both Trinitarian in nature. That is, four verses, one to God the Father, one to His Son Jesus Christ, and one to the Holy Spirit, and finally one to the Triune God, the Doxology, the Most Holy Trinity. Psalm and Alleluia for this weekend were from the book Respond and Acclaim, Owen Allstott's brainchild over at OCP. And now, we're going to play our offertory. I kind of had a little fun with this. The ever-familiar Holy, 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 text by Reginald Heber, tune Nicaea by John Bacchaeus Dykes. Sorry, but I just couldn't resist throwing a trumpet line in at the third verse, and then, of course, reharmonizing the fourth altogether. Here's a little bit of offbeat trivia, by the way. John Bacchaeus Dykes seemed to have a strong connection with the Titanic. Well, at least with two movies about the Titanic. In a 1953 version of the movie Titanic, which starred Barbara Stanwyck, the hymn sung on the ginormous, humongous boat to open the Sunday service up in the first-class deck was none other than Holy, Holy, Holy. Let's go four decades later, the 1997 3.5-hour remake of the same movie which starred Kate Winslet. The hymn sung at the service upstairs was Eternal Father Strong to Save, sung to the tune Melita, also written by John Bacchaeus Dykes. Now, for the ordinary during the liturgy of the Eucharist, we use the famous People's Danish combination. That is, we did the Sanctus Nocturnus Dei from People's Mass by Jan Vermolst. It's sandwiched in between was the memorial acclamation when we eat this bread, which was the tune adapted from the Danish Amen. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, da 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 da, that one there. And the Danish Amen itself. That said, here's our communion. There, simply titled De Trinitate, of the Trinity. The tune was anonymous, The Latin text given is by Adam of St. Victor, dating back to the 12th century. I actually discovered this hymn in the Pius X hymnal in 2000 when I was working at Holy Name, and I was looking for something in Latin for the Trinity at that time. Now, of course, it was low mass at that point. We were in summer mode, so we were doing low mass during the summer for the extraordinary form. And I simply needed a hymn, and although I did learn that English hymns were allowed at a low mass, I still preferred back then, and even still do now, even at low mass, to keep it all in Latin from the time Father gets to the altar to the time Father leaves the altar. Now, the weird thing is, even though I had discovered this hymn in 2000, it wasn't until just a couple of weeks ago when I found this translation to the first verse. I forgot what site I got it from, otherwise I would have left a link. Anywho, it goes something like this. We, the unity confessing, must the Trinity be blessing in our worship equally. In three persons thus believing, difference twixt them each perceiving in their personality. So there was a little bit of walking music in between. And now we're going to play the meditation hymn. Ever beloved classic Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. Text by Father Frederick Faber of Faith of Our Fathers fame. Set to the tune, Sweet Sacrament. And now finally, our recessional.
Thank you.
God Almighty Father, ah yes,
the Godfather.
That is, Godfather, side to prison. Can't forget that one. If I had my way, we would have gotten the third verse. But the pastor's been away, so that didn't happen. Let's get a brewski.
Shall we gather at the TV? Park our butts and watch the game. While we chug our favorite brewski, Koenig Ludwig Weissbier by name. Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Fratres! Whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. Koenig Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louie to you.
Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig, King Louie to you.
Hey!
I have to tell you this. I've been organist at Sacred Heart Church for a couple of months now, and I have to tell you, I am extremely proud to hold this post. Much prouder than in most parishes that I've either worked for, attended Mass at, or dealt with in some way, shape, or form. We have a pastor who very highly appreciates good music and good liturgy to a point where nothing profane is allowed. Period. No exceptions. Even the parish's religious education / CCD / faith formation / whatever the term du jour is these days has people who get it. I found proof in that on Pentecost Sunday. This coming Sunday, the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, 10 young children will be receiving Jesus in the most blessed sacrament for the first time. And in between the 9 o'clock and 11:15 masses on Pentecost, 10 children rehearsed, and the teacher for this first communion class did something I wish my kids' CCD teachers would have done back then. The first communion teacher at my parish actually taught the kids how to receive Holy Communion on the tongue and kneeling. This is a real proud moment. To receive Holy Communion on the tongue and kneeling. The exact posture, the preferred posture, of our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI. He not only uses that posture himself, but urges others to do so as well. After all, this is the posture that was in use for centuries before parishes started removing altar rails to encourage standing, all in the so-called spirit of Vatican II. You know, that stuff that was done even though the fathers of Vatican II never said to do so in the first place. I was kind of lucky myself. You know, I received my first communion kneeling, and I'm not really that old. I'm a 40-something. This was back in 1971, yes. 2 years after the ordinary form of the Mass was promulgated by Pope Paul VI. Now, that parish, I'm proud to say, St. Joseph's in Central Falls, Rhode Island, a very heavy Polish-populated parish, actually continued that practice until the pastor at the time, Father Peter Dobick, retired. Now, unfortunately, not many parishes in this country follow suit. Locally, one's hard-pressed to even find a parish that even encouraged reception of Holy Communion on the tongue, let alone kneeling. Many parishes, or I should say many dioceses, even make it a rubric to have the congregation stand until everyone has received.
Huh?
Thankfully, Providence is not one of those dioceses. And thankfully, Sacred Heart in West Warwick, Rhode Island is not one of those parishes. We receive, we return to our seat, and kneel in prayer before and to our Eucharistic Lord. I can cite a couple of parishes, however, in my local area. One is a church right behind where we live, and the other one is within maybe 10 minutes or less driving, where the parishioners just aren't so fortunate. I will not mention the names of these parishes. I will protect their identities at this time. Now, at the parish church right behind us, where all four of our children received the sacrament of First Holy Communion, the teachers and other powers that be, of course, taught the kids how to receive in the hand, which is fine since that's an option that's allowed in this neck of the woods. It's not the preferred option, but it is an option, okay? However, the preferred method of receiving on the tongue was completely ignored, like it was never there to begin with, like it was some kind of a plague. I was mortified, but I was not in complete despair. After all, who is it that is supposed to be the primary teachers of our Catholic faith? The parents, of course! So one can just imagine. Okay, what did the eye snark do when he got home with the wife and kids? Teach them how to reverently receive on the tongue, of course. Now, please don't get the wrong idea. I did not, under any circumstances, tell my kids that the method of receiving in the hand is wrong. No, I did not do that, okay? Again, like I said, it is allowed. It's just not preferred. And I just did not feel right to have the tongue method ignored like it was a bad thing. Now, the kids have a choice of receiving in the hand or making at least partially like the Pope and receiving on the tongue. I say partially because the kids still don't get to kneel like I did or like the Sacred Heart kids will be doing on First Communion Sunday. Now, a couple of years back, I can recall going to a church. I forgot where it was. Didn't play there. Just went to attend Mass. But anywho, when I went, I couldn't get to the priest. I landed up having to receive from an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion. My hands reverently folded. I approached the extraordinary minister, who saw my tongue out and ready, but still tried to place the host in my hand. So I bent down, and she finally placed Jesus onto my tongue. Okay? But the following week, you ready for this? The following week, that parish that I mentioned that was within the 10-minute drive, I went there to the 10:30 Mass. Nice-looking church with a molar pipe organ, well played. The music selections weren't bad at all. They were better than most. However, the pastor, in my opinion, left a lot to be desired. He was arrogant at best. Okay. First of all, when the organist started to sing the verses to the responsorial psalm, the pastor barked out to her, "Excuse me, the children are going to read it." And apparently, no one could clue this poor organist before Mass, right? Too easy. But even worse was the goings-on at Holy Communion. First of all, this pastor, he likes to go off to the side aisle. Most celebrants will take the center aisle. So that is where I sat. This one decided to waltz off way over to the side, almost hidden. So when I got to this extraordinary minister, a woman probably in her early 60s, sure enough, I had to make that same gesture, you know, so that the body of Christ, amen, I got my tongue ready. I ended up having to bend down so that she could see the tongue, place Jesus on it, come on, you know, under my breath. And as I did so, she softly said,
"I'm sorry, I only give it in the hand."
What the Sam hell was this woman taught? I obliged, took it in the hand that one time so as to not make a scene. But I left Mass knowing one thing. Something just wasn't right in that church. I learned later from a friend of mine who was a former organist over there. The same pastor had tirated him after Holy Thursday Mass. The choir had sung Mozart's Ave Verum at communion. "I don't ever want to hear Latin in my church again. Ever." I never stepped foot in that church again. And probably won't until this pastor steps down. Now, going back to Sacred Heart, I can't thank our religious ed teachers there enough for teaching the kids how to kneel and receive on the tongue. Now, although they have been instructed that at future masses they can use the hand or the tongue, at least they did teach the kids the Holy Father's example, and that's what they're going to do on the day they receive for the first time. These teachers and these children are to be commended. Hopefully, more parishes will follow. I will happily steal a quote from my boss, my pastor, Father Bucci. I am overjoyed to live long enough to see this. Don't do this at church.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I only give it in the hand.
And now let's rock out with our musical guest. Here is Johnny Proctor.
God gives the power to believe. God gives the power to believe.
And there he is, Johnny Proctor, my favorite Beach Boy that wasn't, doing Power to Believe. Haven't played this favorite of mine in quite a while. That was due to happen. Besides, I do have the power to believe that brick by brick, our church will be restored to the glory that it really deserves to be given. Johnny Proctor comes courtesy of Music Alley, musicalley.com, and soundclick.com as well.
We will leave a link to Johnny's SoundClick site in today's show notes.
We are iSnark. Bump, 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 bump.
And now, time for the good. The bad. And the ugly.
Today's edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly is brought to you by Orange. It's a great thing to eat, but I wouldn't want to live there. Today we have the Communion Line edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Yeah, we're going to pretty much stay on topic now. Pretty much The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly ways of receiving communion. All right. So we're going to start with
The Good.
Receiving Holy Communion on the tongue. Don't forget, you can receive in a hand, but you should never be denied communion on the tongue. That is how many places do it around the world, including the Vatican. The Pope likes it this way.
The bad.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I only give it in the hand.
The ugly.
But Bishop, this is how the Pope wants us to receive.
Get up. You're making a scene.
I snark. Still.
On our next show, who knows just yet, but I'm sure it'll pass. If the government can get away with it, so can we. Stay tuned.
Ay, 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 ay. Christus bench it whitewashed. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus bench it whitewashed.
I've been checking out a site called Blog Talk Radio. Has anyone heard of it? I'd be interested in some feedback, how easy it is to post shows up there or what. I'll leave a link to those who may be of help. Please let me know what you think, okay? It's blogtalkradio.com. Also, if you haven't done so already, come and join us at Fans of the iSnark on Facebook. Great place to discuss the latest episodes of iSnark and then some. We'll leave a link in the show notes for you, as well as on our sidebar at iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com. Oh, and by the way, Fans of the iSnark is no longer in a group site, but in an actual fan site, mainly for security reasons. The link you will find in the show notes is no longer the group page, but to the new fan page. The sidebar at the Blogspot site is also updated accordingly. Please feel free to click the link to the new page and simply just hit the like button. Do it soon, though, because the old page will be shut down soon. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode, and we will have lots more snarky fun. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.